USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Police in Columbus, Ohio have released body cam footage and the 911 calls from the fatal shooting Tuesday of a black teenage girl. 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant was shot by Officer Nicholas Reardon. He was responding to a 911 caller who said there were girls trying to stab them. In body cam footage, one girl can be seen lunging at two people with an apparent knife, which is when the officer fired. Two other officers on scene gave Bryant medical attention after the shooting, and she was later pronounced dead at the hospital. The Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation has opened an independent inquiry into the incident. Several hundred people gathered in downtown Columbus Wednesday night for a vigil and marched to the Columbus Police Department headquarters. And President Biden is encouraging employers to give their workers paid time off to receive a COVID vaccination and recover from any possible side effects. In remarks on Wednesday, Biden unveiled a program to offer tax credits to employers for the cost of offering the paid time off with funds allocated in the COVID relief package Democrats passed through Congress in early March. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allen, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited, the guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure, build your immune system, super boost the immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is calling on the Biden administration to declare a federal state of emergency on the border over the influx of illegal immigrant crossings on the southern border. Ducey announced he was sending 250 National Guard troops to the border in his state to assist authorities who are stretched thin. Border Patrol Union Vice President Art Del Cueto says that a federal emergency declaration would be beneficial in an area like the Yuma sector of the border. He tells Fox News that deploying guard troops would allow Border Patrol agents to get back to focusing on apprehending those making illegal crossings.
So when you're going to deploy individuals down in Yuma, you have to start thinking, you know, where is it that they're funneling in through these gotaways? And it is through the Tohono Reservation in Tucson. They just committed $35 million to a soft-sided facility in Tucson. And I can't think of any other best way to use this is have some of the National Guardsmen perhaps work in this soft-sided facility so the agents can actually get back and start doing the line work.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A vote to censure California Congresswoman Maxine Waters for comments she made to protesters in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota last weekend failed on Wednesday. Waters spoke to crowds last Saturday, telling them to get more confrontational if former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was not convicted of murder. The measure was tabled by a party-line vote of 216 to 210. Georgia Congressman Jody Heiss believes Waters still needs to be held accountable for her rhetoric. The Georgia Republican tells Newsmax TV that her comments were as incendiary as anything she has accused the other side of saying regarding the riots at the U.S. Capitol.
This is the same type of thing that she's been accusing us for, just simply standing for free and fair elections on January 6th. And, of course, we all know the mob that took place in breaking into the Capitol, which is totally wrong. We've spoken out against that. Everyone has. But now we have absolute. I mean, look, she's talking to a bunch of rioters, people who are already in process of rioting, and she calls on them to be more confrontational. I mean, we already have burning of buildings and assaults taking place and all sort of looting and all sorts of riotous behavior, and she calls for more confrontation than that. What does she want? Yeah, she needs to be accountable.
And the producers of the game show Jeopardy have released the final list of guest hosts for the show's 37th season. Good Morning America anchors George Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts, CNBC host David Faber, Fox sportscaster Joe Buck, and actor LeVar Burton will each take a turn at the podium through this summer. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.